live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akilah Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Seabor St Joseph's Hospital Action Group has hit out at the short period of notice given ahead of a proposed meeting with Junior Minister Jim Daly. There are six permanent consultant psychiatry posts in the Donegal Mental Health Service which are either unfilled or temporarily filled. Minister Richard Bruton told the McGill Summer School this morning that climate disruption is the biggest challenge facing this generation. And Peter Casey and President Michael D. Higgins were the only two candidates that took part in this year's presidential election to have all or some of their expenses reimbursed. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, the Seabor St Joseph's Hospital Action Group has hit out at the short period of notice given ahead of a proposed meeting with Junior Minister Jim Daly. The Minister with responsibility for mental health and older people was reportedly in Donegal yesterday and had offered to meet the Action Group but had given just 20 hours notice. Chair of the Seabor St Joseph's Hospital Action Group, Father John Joe Duffy, says Minister Daly changes what he says based on whether or not there are senior department officials in the room. He says in terms of yesterday's proposed meeting, there simply wasn't enough time.
We had less than 24 hours to get our action group together, which I couldn't possibly do. And furthermore, the councillors of the electoral area were not invited or they were not afforded the opportunity to attend. I asked that the meeting be postponed for a few hours until later in the day so that it would give the councillors an opportunity to attend and it would give me an opportunity to get the members of my action group in order to have a delegation to go to the meeting.
In a recent Dáil exchange with Deputy Piers Doherty, Minister Daly accused Deputy Doherty of scaremongering, saying, if I recall the quote correctly, you well know the situation. It seems one of the major problems is people don't well know the situation and there is a vacuum, and we all know what tends to happen when vacuums exist.
It sounds very mysterious, the whole situation, that Minister Daly can come up and say one thing in Donegal, and then when he's questioned on the floor of Dáil Éireann, there's totally different answers given. St Joseph's is nowhere within the capital plan. We can be told one thing at a political meeting where department officials are not present or senior officials are not present, and then something different is said maybe on Highland Radio where the minister has been interviewed to what he says in the Dáil. So it depends on where the minister is. The narrative changes. It depends on if there's officials there present or not. So when there is officials, when there's an official reply on the floor of the Dáil, there is no guarantee. There is no future for St Joseph's, for Lifford, for Remelton. And it's very disappointing and very heartbreaking.
New British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's reiterated his commitment that Britain will leave the EU on October the 31st. He's delivered his first speech on the steps of 10 Downing Street after accepting the invitation by the British Queen to form a government. Mr Johnson says Britain will leave the EU, no ifs or buts.
I have every confidence that in 99 days' time we will have cracked it. But you know what? We aren't going to wait 99 days because the British people have had enough of waiting. The time has come to act, to take decisions, to give strong leadership and to change this country.
Minister Richard Bruton told the McGill Summer School this morning that climate disruption is the biggest challenge facing this generation. He acknowledged that despite a target of 20% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions by next year, only a 1% reduction will be delivered, and that's why the National Climate Action Plan is so vital. Meanwhile, the government's climate watchdog is recommending a dramatic decrease in the number of cows if Ireland is to meet its 2030 environment targets. It says cutting suckler numbers by between 30 and 50% over the next 10 years is necessary to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Its chair, Professor John Fitzgerald, says reducing the national herd means farmers could use their lands for biomass or tree planting.
So if you help farmers to transition and into using their land for other purposes, for woodland, for biomass or whatever, they could actually make more money and you would substantially reduce emissions. So I think we need a combination of policies, but these policies could leave farmers better off and the climate much better off if we do it right.
There are six permanent consultant psychiatry posts in the Donegal Mental Health Service which are either unfilled or temporarily filled. Two of the posts are in child and adolescent psychiatry, two in general adult psychiatry, one in liaison psychiatry and one in old age psychiatry. The Irish Hospital Consultants Association say four of the posts in child, adolescent and adult psychiatry are filled by non-specialist locum doctors who do not have specialist training. According to HSE figures, there are 282 children and adolescents waiting for these services in Donegal, Sligo, Leitrim, Cavan and Monaghan. IHCA President Dr. Donal Hannan, himself a consultant psychiatrist, says recruitment remains a major problem.
To employ locums in those posts, it costs much more than employing a permanent person. The difficulty is in attracting permanent consultants back to Ireland from overseas, where they may have gone for their training. They're reluctant to come back because of the 30% salary cut that was superimposed on them in the time of the austerity crisis, and currently we're not getting applicants for a third of our posts. The other issue in mental health services is that the psychiatrist needs to work with a fully staffed team, and many community teams are also understaffed, which means the jobs are quite unattractive. So the government needs to really make the posts attractive again in areas like Donegal so that young doctors will be willing to come back.
Are the HSC, the minister and the hospital group such as yourself speaking with yourselves and discussing with yourselves what needs to happen in order to create the conditions that would see more applications coming through?
There have been recognition from the HSC and from various ministers that the problem exists and that it's getting worse and that they do want to solve it eventually, but they haven't really engaged fully in a process to try and resolve the issue. And unfortunately, it's getting worse each year. So I'd be very concerned for the service in areas like Donegal, where you're reliant on up to 50% of the staff being non-permanent.
Meanwhile, there's concern disruption to mental health services this evening could make some patients' conditions worse. Around 6,000 psychiatric nurses will be refusing to do any overtime in a dispute over staff shortages. Hundreds of appointments are expected to be cancelled, mainly in community-based facilities. Michelle Carrigan is CEO of Grow, which runs mental health support groups across the country. She says those cancellations will add to the stress of people needing help.
Some people, because of their mental health issues, this stress will actually exacerbate their situation and their conditions. So there would be concerns around that. And, you know, all we can say to people is do seek other support services out there in the community. But it will cause a lot of stress for both the individuals and for other family members as well.
Bundoran Beach has reopened to the public. It was closed over fears the water has been polluted. Donegal County Council says samples taken yesterday show the water quality is now satisfactory. An advisory notice at Port na Blá Beach has now been lifted, but the notice at Port Arthur remains in place. Peter Casey and President Michael D. Higgins were the only two candidates that took part in this year's presidential election to have all or some of their expenses reimbursed. Figures released today also show that Mr. Casey, despite finishing second, spent the least of all candidates on his election campaign. Greg Hughes reports.
Independent candidate John Freeman had expenses of €253,000. Independent Sean Gallagher spent €246,000. Sinn Féin's Leo Nerides' expenses were just over €209,000. And independent Gavin Duffy spent €163,000. The largest amount spent was by President Higgins at just over €367,000. The total amount of donations disclosed by candidates was €74,300. President Higgins had the largest donation of €41,300. Under legislation, candidates must either have been elected or exceeded one quarter of the quota to be reimbursed. The maximum amount which may be reimbursed is €200,000. The president had €200,000 of his spending reimbursed because he won the contest, while the only other candidate who benefited from a reimbursement was independent Peter Casey, who was repaid all his expenses at €119,911.
There are further problems reported with water supplies in the vicinity of Fulcara, with 100 homes on the outskirts of the town without water since last night, according to Councillor Michael McLafferty. He says of particular concern is the fact that this area is not included in the pipe replacement programme, which is due to take place in the autumn. Meanwhile, Councillor Micheál Colmogill-Osbach says a number of homes have been experiencing intermittent outages since the weekend and issues with water pressure in the area need to be addressed. Serious disappointment over a lack of progress on flood mitigation works in the Finn Valley area has been conveyed at the latest sitting of the Leofordstranorna Municipal District. Funding for work to be carried out in the area was allocated by the OPW last April, while a team has also been appointed to oversee the rollout of flood mitigation works in the county. Councillor Gary Doherty says time really is of the essence to protect local residents and businesses against future flooding.
We were awarded this flood mitigation money from the OPW back last April for Lifford, Castlefin and Balbofenstranorna in this municipal district. There was then a long delay when we didn't hear anything from the council or the OPW. Then eventually last November the council informed us that they were appointing new staff members who were going to oversee the flood mitigation works in those towns and villages. Since November, we've heard absolutely nothing from them. If the new staff members have been appointed, I haven't met them yet. We haven't received any reports to the municipal district meetings or to the plenary council meetings. And I just think it's simply not good enough. And we need to be getting reports about what's going on and what works are planned for these towns and villages, because we're facing the prospect of facing into another winter yet again, where there's no shovels in the ground to prevent the flooding in these towns.
And local residents and businesses are at their wit's ends with us.
Absolutely. There are people that I know who are living in family homes that have been flooded. They don't have insurance anymore. And if they're flooded again, that's the end of their homes. They've nowhere else to go. They're in negative equity and they're obviously not going to get another mortgage. They have a mortgage on these houses that are facing flooding again. And they're relying on statutory bodies like Donegal County Council, like the OPW, to carry out works that will protect their homes and their communities from flooding again in the future. We got the word last April that we were getting the flood mitigation funding. We thought that was the hard work done. We got the funding that we needed to get the works done to stop flooding happening. But here we are, almost a year and a half later, and it seems like nothing has been done. And I'm just very, very frustrated. And I conveyed that to the council staff today, that it's simply not good enough. And we need to be seeing a bit more action here. That, you know, the time for talking about this is over. It's time for work to start.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, with a great selection of adults and children's Donegal GEA jerseys. Shop online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 14 minutes past five and time for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with cricket because it's an historic day for Ireland, who play England in a first ever test match at Lord's. A short time ago, Ireland were 141 for the loss of 6 in their first innings. Andy Balbirnie was bowled out by debutant Ollie Stone for 55, with Paul Sterling had 36. But there was real drama earlier in the day as the hosts were bowled out for just 85 runs. Tim Murta claimed 5 wickets, and former North West player Boyd Rankin took 2 wickets as well, as Ireland got off to a fantastic start. It's going to be England's last test before they take on the Ashes, but an historic day and a brilliant start by Ireland. And at the moment, replying to that 85, they're on 141 for the loss of 6 in the match, which will be played over 4 days. As you heard in the news throughout the afternoon, ahead of Donegal's Crunch Super 8's clash with Mayo, it's been confirmed the capacity at McHale Park has been reduced due to health and safety. The capacity for the quarterfinal phase fixture is down almost 6,000, from 31,000 to 25,369. The game on Saturday, the 3rd of August, is expected to be a sellout, and tickets are for sale online now. Supporters are urged to buy their tickets quickly. On the Donegal GAA website, they are being sold on a first-come, first-served basis. In soccer, the Republic of Ireland have lost out in the Under-19 European Championship semi-final. A former Finn Harps player, Tom Mohan, is the manager to the Ireland side, and they lost out against the defending champions and favourites, Portugal, by 4-0. The match just finishing there within the last 10 minutes or so. But a brilliant performance by the Irish, who went all the way to the last 4. The other semi-final tonight puts Spain up against France, and that gets underway at 6 o'clock. Dundalk welcome Karabag of Azerbaijan to Oriel Park for a Champions League second qualifying round. First leg tie tonight. It starts at 7:45. The visitors reached the group stage of the competition 2 years ago, and Lilywhites boss Vinnie Perth says a patient approach will be required.
People are going to have to understand that. We're going to have to, you know, set up a certain shape to suit that. But at the same time, we've got really good attacking players. Generally, we score goals in games, and it's a night for someone to stand up and score a big European goal for us, and that's the challenge for the players. So, a very difficult tie. But at the same time, here in Oriel, you know, we'll have a right go off them, and we feel that there are some areas where we can exploit them. At the same time, we're very understanding that they're a good side who will own a lot of the ball for long periods of the time.
Celtic boss Neil Lennon says it's important they secure a big lead in tonight's Champions League qualifier. They host Estonia's side Nurmar Kalju at Parkhead in the first leg of their tie. Lennon says it won't be easy.
They had a great result in the last round. You know, they were goal down and, you know, pulled the tie around and went 2-1, which was no mean feat away from home. With it being at home, you know, the first leg's not always ideal, but, you know, hopefully we can take a decent, a substantial sort of advantage to us to Estonia next week.
Meanwhile, Celtic have confirmed the signing of HPL Berishavan defender Hatton Ad El Hamad. Rangers boss Stephen Gerrard has revealed that striker Kyle Lafferty is close to leaving the club. The Northern Irishman has been deemed surplus to requirements at Ibrox just a year after returning for a second stint. Arsenal will be allowed to sign Dani Ceballos on loan from Real Madrid, despite Unai Emery's concern that the deal may collapse. It's reported he's in London to complete a medical and could be unveiled as soon as tomorrow. Meanwhile, Idrissa Gueye appears to be bound for Paris Saint-Germain. The League One champions have agreed a €33 million fee with Everton for the midfielder. The latest edition of the Northwest Harps Derry Derby is this Friday at Finn Park. There will be full match commentary here on Highland, online and on air from 7:55 with Jeremy Doherty and former Harps captain Declan Boyle. The sides have different targets in the Premier Division, with Harps battling survival and Derry chasing a European place. Harps have lost both league ties so far against their neighbours in this campaign. Ollie Horganfield's Derry have got stronger since their last meeting.
They've added to it. They've added a lot of quality to it. The people fully fit from what I saw 2 weeks ago, and indeed what we saw on the footage of the Sligo game. They bet us 4-0 the last time we played them, and they've got better since. So we're quite aware of what we're going into on Friday. If we're not right, we'll get steamrolled. We're hoping that we will be right, and they mightn't be for some reason or other, and then we'll see what happens. But no, they're a handful and they're up at the top of the league for a reason, like, you know.
This year's Waterside Half Marathon has retained its host status of the Athletics NI and Ulster Half Marathon Championships for 2019. The popular event is expected to attract many of the top athletes in Northern Ireland and the Northwest, while it takes place on Sunday, September 1st, beginning at the Parade Ground in Ebrington Square and finishing on the running track at the nearby St. Columb's Park. The scenic urban route takes in both sides of the River Foyle, passing many of the city's historic landmarks, including its famous walls and the Guildhall, before crossing the iconic Peace Bridge and on to the finish. The closing date for registrations is Monday, August 12th. Finally, just back to Gaelic games. There's a couple of hurling fixtures penciled in for tonight. In the senior group, St Unions are due to play Burt, and Satanta will make the trip to Buncrana, while in the junior hurling group, it's Carndonagh against Letterkenny Gaels. That's it, Michaela. Tom Comack will have this week's GAA programme later this evening. Usual throw-in time is at 8 o'clock, and I'll be back with an next bulletin tomorrow morning after the 8 news.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news, over 40 jobs have been created in Derry with the opening of a new hotel. The Holiday Inn Express, located in the city centre, opened its doors today following an investment of £7 million. Emma Rose Callaghan has more.
The hotel, the second biggest in Derry, boasts 119 modern bedrooms and includes the bespoke Holiday Inn Express Next Generation innovation, developed to meet the needs of today's smart traveller and suited to the idea of express travel. It's located close to a range of popular attractions such as the historic 17th century walls, the Peace Bridge and Guild Hall. Phase 1 of the development will focus on the opening of the hotel, with plans to add another 31 bedrooms by the end of the year. Phase 2 will include a brand new bar restaurant, while phase 3 will bring the development of 25 self-catering apartments in 2020. The hotel is part of the Intercontinental Hotels Group, one of the world's leading hotel companies.
And finally, the Housing Minister is in Donegal today for a number of key engagements. It's widely expected that Owen Murphy will be in a position to give further details on the long-awaited MICA redress scheme, which was announced in May. The MICA Action Group is also holding its first public meeting tonight at a Green Inn Hotel in Burt since the scheme was first announced. One of the speakers tonight, Councillor Martin McDermott, says the group is hoping to get a definite timeline today.
between ourselves, the county councillors, the Rochdale members and the Mike Action Group can let the people that are in these affected homes at the minute know exactly what the process is, where it sits at the minute, and the most important thing is how long it's going to take to get to a position where the homeowners themselves can make applications to finally put this nightmare behind them and try and get their homes fixed.
Weather now, many areas will be dry this evening with some sunny spells. There may be some outbreaks of rain with the possibility of a heavier shower later. Tonight will start dry in most areas, but outbreaks of rain and drizzle will develop with lowest temperatures of 14 to 16 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the Save Our St Joseph's Hospital Action Group has hit out at the short period of notice given ahead of a proposed meeting with Junior Minister Jim Daly. The minister with responsibility for mental health and older people was reportedly in Donegal yesterday and had offered to meet with the action group but had given just 20 hours notice. There are six permanent consultant psychiatry posts in the Donegal Mental Health Service which are either unfilled or temporarily filled. Two of the posts are in child and adolescent psychiatry, two in general adult psychiatry, one in liaison psychiatry and one in old age psychiatry. Bundoran Beach has reopened to the public. It was closed over fears the water had been polluted. Donegal County Council says samples taken yesterday show the water quality is now satisfactory. And Peter Casey and President Michael D. Higgins were the only two candidates that took part in this year's presidential election to have all or some of their expenses reimbursed. Figures released today also show that Mr. Casey, despite finishing second, spent the least of all candidates on his election campaign. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 24th of July. The death has taken place of Eddie McHugh, Monellan Killigordon, formerly of the Crokes, Clohan. His remains will leave Donegal Hospice at 7 o'clock this evening, going to his late residence in Monellan. Remains leaving there at 10 o'clock on Friday morning for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in the Church of Our Lady of Perpetual Help, Glenfinn. Burial afterwards in Kilwira Cemetery. Rosary nightly at 10 o'clock. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Emmanuel Bokey, Cleary House, Letterkenny. Service of thanksgiving at Marley's funeral home on Friday at 12 noon, with interment afterwards in Gortley Cemetery. The death has taken place of Dan Duffy, Wira, Jargon, Port Salon. His remains are reposing at the family home. Funeral from there on Friday morning to St. Columbus Church Massmount for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary tonight at 9 p.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to palliative care, Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Eamon Scott, funeral director. The death has occurred of Emily McMenamin, Thorn Road, Letterkenny. Her remains will repose at her home from 12 noon tomorrow until rosary at 9 p.m. Requiem Mass on Friday morning at 11 in the Church of the Irish Martyrs, with burial afterwards in Conwell Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of Pascal Blake, funeral director. The death has taken place of Bridie Dunn, late of 134 Spring Hill Park, Strabane, formerly of Evesh, Strabane. Her remains are reposing at her daughter Margaret Jones' home at 22 Linkside Park, Strabane, from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 20 past 9 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Paddy Kelly, 14 Ard Regia, Convent Road, Carndonagh. His funeral will leave his home on Friday morning at 10:15 to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Liam Foy, Craigan, Ballybuffet. His remains will repose at his late residence from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:15 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Sesha O'Neill, at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The house is private, please, at the request of the deceased. Family and friends welcome. The death has occurred of Donald Carney, late of 4 O'Nolan Park, Strabane, and Kilburn, London. Donald's remains will repose at the family home until 10 o'clock tonight. Funeral from there on tomorrow Thursday at 20 past 9 for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Melmount, with interment afterwards in Melmount Old Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Palliative Care Ward, Oma Hospital and Primary Care Complex, care of Charles Lynch, Funeral Director. The house is private, please, before the funeral tomorrow. And the death has occurred of Gerard Carson Jr., Branch Kincashla. His remains will repose at Midlin's Funeral Home from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock this evening. Service on Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock in the Kingdom Hall of Jehovah's Witnesses, Lismonahan, Letterkenny, with private cremation to follow at a later date in Lakelands Crematorium. Family flowers only, please. The house is strictly private.